Good evening and welcome to the November 3rd meeting of the Bentlore Plan and Zone Commission. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett.
Here.
Gallagher. Kapler. Lass.
Here.
Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Thank you. We do have a quorum. You have received minutes for the meeting of September 21st. Do I have any additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes from the September 21st meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All righty. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Minutes have been approved. This is the Bentendorf Plan and Zone Commission. We are a approval body for the city of Bentendorf. Anything we do here has to be approved by the city council, so we're just an approving body. If this is a public meeting, if you do have something you would like to say, and we do hope you do, please go to the podium in the back and state your name and address and make your comments after you're recognized. Thank you. The first item on the agenda is case 11067. It's a rezoning of north of Still Creek Pass and west of Criswell Street. It's currently an A1 agricultural district and asked to be rezoned to an R1 single family residence district, submitted by Tim Dolan Development Company. Do I have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, this location can be reached by coming up Valley and then Criswell, and then you have Still Creek Pass right here, and then Woody Creek Lane. The area outlined in brown is the area to be rezoned, and it lies between or behind two residences that are already occupied in this area. This is the zoning plat showing the 4.05 acres in this area right here. This is, as you approach on Criswell, you see it off to your right, you have your houses here, and then it's this area before you get to this wooded ravine here that we're looking at tonight. The area is anticipated to be rezoned. Basically, we're looking at this right here as the rezone portion. This area here is already R1, and it's part of a future development that will be submitted, or that has been submitted, is going to be a preliminary plat that will be coming before this body in the future. It's a 13 lot concept. It's changed from what was originally here when the lots were platted in an elongated manner. Now we have a different version whereby there will be an access coming in this way, and then the lots are platted on either side of this access, which ends in a cul-de-sac. So it's changed from what was the original preliminary plat. The land use is traditional residential, which enables this site to go from A1 agricultural district to basically R1 single family residence district, and the surrounding properties are all R1, so it conforms to what has been the plan in that part of the city. Staff in reviewing the petitioner's request recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? Anybody in the audience would like to speak to this? Hearing none, do I have a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move the case 11-067 be approved but subject to the staff recommendations.
Very good.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. The next case is case 11068. It's a site development plan for 4306 State Street, and that's submitted by Greg Foley. Greg, can we have a report, please?
Mr. Chairman, this site can be reached by coming up State Street, and there's an entryway coming off of State. Also, we have another entryway off of 44th Street or Weindruck Drive, also off of State. So there are two points of entry to get to the site that is located here as part of the Loma and Allard addition. The entryway coming off here has an easement area that is already permitting access to the site in the front portion of the site. Also, one can gain access by coming up the drive there and coming in this direction here to gain access to the back portion, which will be eventually paved in this area. This is the front access. Essentially, there's an easement already, and there are other cross easements listed in the plating documents that permit access from other portions of the entire subdivision. And this is the existing drain that is here draining water, and you have a recreational trail running up alongside this particular locale. Fire suppression right here, I should say, with fire hydrant potential right there. This outlines essentially your access easement coming in here, part of the Loman Allard addition, and this area here occupied by sanitary sewer right there. The petitioner wants to place the building outside of the easement area, and essentially I'll go to the overhead where we have a more updated version of the site plan. Here we go. Right here, basically you had an area here that was close to what was already the bike trail. A variance was granted for that setback, essentially because the biggest reason is that the bike trail was deeded some time back by the owners of the Loman Allard addition. This area was so that there could be a recreational trail running through here. The staff looked at this constrained parcel, the fact that there's such a wide easement here, and granting that variance to allow this, that variance right there at that location. Essentially, you have the access coming in through here and parking up front, also parking here. This whole area here will be paved. There will also be a paved area for access back here, and then you already have a paved area where there can be access through here. The dumpster is located at this area. There will be a number of grasses planted along here for wild grasses, and then the number of trees. We already ran the tree count. Since the site is rather small, the tree count was already pretty well met. And we look at the constraints on the site as well, with a number of utilities out here out front. Really wasn't much potential for putting trees in that area, and as long as the tree count's met overall on the site, that's what we're concerned about. This is an elevation here showing what the structure will look like. It'll be a four-bay structure. And essentially the petitioner is going through this process because the IDOT has purchased or is in the process of purchasing his site that is I believe at 13th Street right now in Grant. And so there's some impetus here for him to get a new structure up and running, and then thereby also keep his clientele within the city and have them not have to travel that much farther to his business. The site also, the petitioner has been able to keep it out of the 100-year floodplain, the structure. Staff reviewed this to make sure that the structure was at least 1 foot built out of that 100-year floodplain. In reviewing this particular plan, staff has recommended approval with the conditions that are listed in the proposal. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? I do have one, Greg. Is all of the area that's shown besides the building, is that all going to be paving? Except for like where the trees are, of course.
Yeah, this here is not going to be in that designation, and I believe up here too as well, that will be turf. You are essentially looking at a very constrained parcel, and when you do look at the overall site, almost everything is paved except if you get further north, so it's sort of conforming to what's already around there.
Is that a city requirement, or is that
the paving?
Yes.
Not really. It comes down to the way things have been designed in the subdivision, and then also for the maneuverability. Given the tightness of the parcel, you want to make sure people are on, you know, paving.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Stormwater then is going right to the creek?
Yes. Given the location is so close to Duck Creek right here, the city engineer felt that conveying the stormwater through sheet flowing directly into Duck Creek would be the best method, because once the rain stops, then most of the water have already been conveyed out to Duck Creek and then out to the river, and then upstream you'll be getting the other water from all the other properties. So the quicker this water can get into Duck Creek, stay out of our own sanitary or out of our own storm sewer system, means it gets out to the Mississippi faster, and that means less backup.
Any other? Any comments from the audience?
We're available if you have any questions.
All right, thank you. Hearing none, do I have a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 11068, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item case 11069, 3593 Middle Road. It's a site development plan submitted by New Singular Wireless LLC. Can I have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, the access is right along here along Middle Road, and then you come in here to the Baptist Church property. And this locale is right here where this tower is anticipated. It's a telecommunications tower. This area is favorable for such structures because, if you'll know over here, you've got the tower farm, but it's also an issue with elevation and coverage from this locale. The tower will be 190 feet tall and be placed in the southwest corner of the parcel, First Baptist Church, First Edition, I believe it is. Structure will be enclosed with fencing, and then you have a control box area, and then you have the structure of the tower itself. And essentially, here's the plat of the First Baptist Church addition, with this area back here being used for the tower. And this is a general overall view, again, showing the access. An easement here allowing the purveyors of the tower who own it to come back and service that area as needed. This is a close-up of the actual structure as it's enclosed within the fencing, and then you see all of the landscaping around that particular area showing how it will be contained per our ordinance. And this is just, again, the structure with inside the walls, or I should say the fence, without any of the landscaping. Staff, in looking at this project proposed by the developer, recommends approval of the site development plan with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
How far is it off the main road? Is this structure?
I would say, looking back at the plat, I think it's almost 400 feet, I think. I mean, it's a substantial number of feet. It's placed as back as far as, well, let's get the aerial here.
Are you talking about off of Middle Road?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the dimensions, it looks like it's about 880 feet back. Okay.
Pretty.
Okay. Blend in with the other ones.
I mean, unfortunately, we have to have them. I mean, you know.
Just one caveat that we try to do whenever we have a new tower come in is we ask that the owner of the tower agree to allow other vendors to locate on the same tower, so mm-hmm. everybody doesn't come in and put up their own. So, and we did get that agreement from the applicant.
Any other questions, discussions? One from the audience?
Any questions?
Thank you. Hearing none, may I have a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 11-069, subject to staff recommendations.
Second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. I guess the only other item is commission update.
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the applicants, thank the four of you that were able to schedule this special meeting tonight. Winter's coming up, and I know it made a couple of our applicants a little nervous that they weren't going to be able to get in a chute before the snow flew. So they certainly appreciate that. Subsequent to the last meeting, City Council considered and approved the preliminary plat of the Mason Run addition. If you remember, that's up north of Century Heights, adjacent to Hopewell Avenue. And they approved the final plat and the site development plan for the I-74 Technology Park. And also approved the 1411-1470 Kimberly Road, which was going to be the final building going up as part of the Shops of Duck Creek development. And yesterday and today, I did two footing inspections on it, so that one will be coming out of the ground pretty quickly.
Good, good.
So, that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any other thing? Anything from the commission? All right, we stand adjourned.